the young children have a plan, but anyway, they have a special relationship with, say, a squirrel or a fox or whatever, depending on what clan they're in. Is that true in the Seminole?
The clan, yeah, you belong to the clan.
They can't hurt that animal.
They can't marry within a clan. If I belong to a bird clan, and he's a bird, I cannot marry him. He has to be another clan, from like panther or something else.
And you're
even the animal in nature, isn't there, do you have a certain protective feeling towards that animal?
Whatever you belong to the clan, that's what you...
But some of the clan, one of the clans is the wind. They're not all animals.
No, yeah, there's a wind and there's a... there used to be a wild potato clan, but they're gone now. They're the last clan. See, the clan goes by the mother. Mm-hmm. It will not go with the father. The father has his own clan. Long time ago, we used to, like my brother, would punish my kids. The father cannot punish it. It need a whipping. That would be my brother's job to do that. And my husband's job to whip his own sister's kids and all that. That's the way it went. If my son did something wrong, I just took him to my brother and he'll punish him, whip him or whatever he need to be done. That's the way it went. And they were very strict and they were very scared. Today, I wish that punishment was still there, because now they're getting away on the drugs and everything else like everybody else today. That's what I told a lot of them, that you should live back in my days. I said, you'll be whipped and everything else. Now they yell, whatever they're calling it.
Don't pay anything.
Child abuse or whatever you want to call it. And policemen will be down on you. One of the ladies went and whipped her daughter because she did something wrong. She needed whipping. And somebody ran and told the police, and they came and picked her up. She said, I'll whip my kids until I die, she told them. They can't do nothing to her. He said, if she do wrong, and I think she do wrong, I'll whip her. Seminole has real strict belief in whipping them.
Does anyone have any questions before we get to some stories?
No, it's just a tradition. It's just to go with a tribe. They used to have long hair and tie it up on top. And they got cardboard or a shape of made out of, and they covered it with their hair. And this is what they keep the shade over their eyes. And when they out in the hot sun like it was today, they keep the shade over on the Seminoles, and that's the way they work. And the long dress keeps from going through sour gas, cut them off. The cape, they keep their hand underneath like that. Keep from mosquito being biting them, that's all. And they have a lot of beads around their neck. A lot of people think it's every year you put on a string. It isn't so. It just go with a costume.
And where did these beads come from?
Well, they start trading with traders when they start coming in. Long before that, a lot of trade in on a food. My grandmother told me that the first beads that she ever heard from her grandmother was when the people came to this land. They taught them how to give them corn and things like that, and white people appreciated that they would give them trinkets like beads and stuff, and that's where it came from. Because they can't make beads except they make shells or eat a seed. That's what they made beads out of.
Okay, well, I'd like to ask you to tell maybe one or two stories that sort of deal with the origins of things, say how the earth was formed. Do you know any stories like that? About
not really from the Bibles, I do, but not.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you know stories with animals.
Yeah, that's stories from the animals and stories from different things, but. They just know, before that, like I said, thank Great Spirit for good year. That's the way they believe, and they know that Great Spirit made They call it a breath giver. That's the way they call God. Breath giver is the one that made the land. Mm-hmm. He made the earth, and he was in this world and did all these things. They believe in that's the way they told their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or Great Spirit, they call it.
Okay. Well, how about a story about the rabbit?
I will tell you a story about a rabbit and an alligator. Once I was doing days when everything understand each other. They talk the same language. There's one language, and everything crawling, flying, everything understood each other. So one day they're having this big festival or dance or whatever, they get together. And so the rabbit was there, and he saw a lot of things being done. And being a rabbit, he can't do a lot of things. People he see them do. So one day he decided he would kill an alligator. So he went down on a river singing away, passing there, and there was an old alligator laying on a bank, sleeping away in a hot sun with his mouth open. And he was saying, you know, and he said, "Hey, gator." He didn't answer. He said, "Hey, alligator, I'm talking to you." And the alligator finally waked up, and he says, "Go away." He said, "I don't want to see you." He said, "Go away." And the alligator says, "What are you doing on this bank anyway? You're supposed to be where everybody's gathering." He said, "Why are you out here?" He said, "Well, I just came to walk." He said, "I saw a real beautiful thing on the other side of my hill over there, and I want you to name it. See what that is." And the rabbit said, "Come on, go with me." He said, "Oh, no." He says, I'm too tired. I don't want to sleep." He says, "No." He says, "Just a little ways. You can go with me and go." So he said, "All right." He agreed. And so they was going down the road, and before they get to the hill, he went and got a stick, and he started beating on him. Beat him as hard as he could beat him, on the head, on the back, and everywhere. He hit him and hit him and hit him until the alligator ran back and went to the canal, back in that water. And so the rabbit went home real angry. So the next day he was walking around, and he saw a squirrel up in the tree hunting nuts. And he had a big old fluffy tail. And the rabbit decided he would borrow that jacket. So he says, "Squirrel, come down here." He says, "I'm too busy saving my nuts for winter." He says, "Come down here." He says, "I just want to talk to you." So the squirrel came down, and he was talking to him. And the rabbit said, "How about loaning your jacket to me one day? I want to wear it down the road and show it off and let people think I'm a squirrel." He says, "No." He says, "I just don't feel like loaning my clothes to nobody." He says, "Oh, come on." He says, "Come on, loan me your clothes." So he finally went out, and he loaned him his jacket, and he went down the road singing like a squirrel. He finally came up where the alligator was, and here he was again sleeping on a bank under the hot sun. And so he was singing in a squirrel song. He said, "What are you doing?" He says, "People like you all get on my nerve." He says, "Get away from here." He says, "Who got on your nerve?" He says, "Oh, that old rabbit, he whipped me." He says, "Why did he whip you?" He says, "I don't know why he whipped me. He thought he would kill me, I guess." And that squirrel says, "Well, how do they kill you?" And the rabbit and the alligator, crazy as he is, he don't have no sense. So he says, "Well, you have to hit my back, and then I can't move. Then you have to hit my head. Then that's what kills me." "Oh, is that right?" the squirrel said. And he was singing away, and he says, "Why don't we go see my cousin over here?" He says, "My cousin live over here, and he like to see you." He said, he wants to know what you look like. I said, "Oh, that's the way people get me out of here and start beating on me." But he just kept at it until the alligator finally gave up. And so he followed him, and they was going down the road. And he found a big stick that was laying down there, good enough to hurt him. So he went and picked it up and hit him on the back, and the alligator can't move no more. So he went and hit top of the head, and he pounded until the alligator died. And so the rabbit went out, and this is the way you kill alligator if you want to kill alligator.
Better remember that.
And then I'll tell you about the two crows. There were once a big forest, and it was a beautiful forest. It has all kinds of flowers, all kinds of everything. Everything was beautiful. And all these birds lives in there, and they sing and enjoy themselves. And there was two most beautiful birds. They had the most beautiful colors you've ever seen. Nobody can't mess up to them. And when they sing, they out of this world. They can sing where everybody can sit there, and you can hear, you can't even hear anything drop. Even you just enjoy them. And they used to be so proud that they would stand there and sing away to the people and to the other animals and birds. All the animals used to sit there and listen to them. So one day, they was out flying around above this forest, and they saw a black thing coming up way at the distance. And one of them said, "Oh, come on, let's go see this thing that's coming up. What is that?" And they said, "Oh, it must be," one of them said, "it must be danger, or might be danger." He said, "Let's don't go." But the older bird kept at it until the other one gave in. They fly about half of the way and sat on a tree and watched it for a long time. And he says, "Come on, let's go to the next tree." He kept at it and kept at it until the other one agreed, and they went to the next tree. So they sat there and watched it for a long time. And the red fire comes up, and the smoke goes up. But they didn't know what it was because they never seen it before. And they see that yellow thing that's going up. And what one of them said, "I wonder how that yellow thing feels." And they said, the other one said, "I'd be too scared to go out near it." So they kept sitting and sitting for a while. And they said, one of them said, "That tree near it," he said, "we can look down at it and look down at it and see what it's like. And we could see that black thing that's going up there." And so finally the other one gave in. And they flew up there. And when they got on that black pine tree, the branches was already burnt. And when they sit on that branch, it broke down, and they went in that black shut. And they all black as what you see a crow today. And they fly up in the tree, and they try to watch those things off, but they can't get nothing out. And when they try to sing, they can't sing. Only thing that could come out was caw, caw, caw. And so today you see them out in Everglades. They seem to come back to the beautiful forest. So they go from on sawgrass to sawgrass, hunting food, living out there, those black crows. Okay.
Got any more?
You said two.
I did? This is your show. I'm just introducing you. Do you know any stories that have people in them?
No,
or people and animals.
Well, just mostly animals and
there's,
all that.
There's the one where the rabbit bought the fire that was told there.
That's long story. I'm writing these stories, and I'm writing a book, and it'll come out into this sometimes before Christmas. I got one book out, How the Williamsons Came Into the Tribe. I finished that last year.
And where could we buy it?
I'm going to send it to you. Seminole Tribune, they through them.
Mm-hmm. And Betty May, how about the rabbit and the snake?
All right. There was a lot of people were sitting there. The Indian man's and animals, and they were talking to each other about different things. and was sitting there. Quite a bit of people was out there, and there was a lot of animals having a meeting of some kind. And this rabbit, he always think that he could show off doing something. So he came in and he said, "I bet you I can bring a rat out of a snake." I said, "Oh, go away with it, Dad. It'll eat you up." But he just kept pestering people and said, "I think I can bring a rattlesnake, but you all can't do it." He says, "I can pick up the rattlesnake and bring it in." "Oh, I can bring the rattlesnake." All people finally got tired, and they said, "All right." He says, "You bring the rattlesnake and we'll see that." And they all ha, 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 laughing at him. And so Rabbit got himself a tow sack and big old string and tied up. And away he went. And he was looking around for a long time, and almost edge of the forest, there sat the old rattlesnake all crawled up. And he came up on him and he says, "Hello, snake." And the snake said, "Well,